Devotional just in time. Everything begins in the heart. James chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. What is it that causes disputes and quarrels among you? Don't they start from the evil desires that fight within you? You desire what you don't have, so you plot and even kill to get it. You envy what others have, but you cannot get it. So you fight and make war to take him away from them. However, you don't have what you desire because you don't ask God for it. Everything begins in the heart of man. It is easy to judge someone by appearances or judge someone by the words they do when we always raise a judgment against a person. We do it by the results but not by what is in the heart. And when we want to change a person, we want them to change in their exterior, that whatever they do be different. I don't know if it has happened to you. Suddenly, you as a wife have wanted your husband to do certain things. You say to yourself, when will be the day that this man will change, or vice versa? You as a husband say, when will be the day that this woman will change? So we want our children to change. We want others to change. To change their attitude, to change their thinking, to change their actions. And we do everything to try that through a discipline or a set of rules or laws or situations, obligations or promises. People change what they do. Maybe sometimes the techniques you use will help, but it will not last forever because man cannot be changed from the outside. He has to start from the inside. That is why James, in chapter 4, from verses 1 and 2, begins with a question. What causes the quarrels and fights between you? Do they not arise from the evil desires that you fight within you? The problem you see around many times is not in the fact itself that people are committing, but in the heart. Therefore, trying to change a person from the outside to the inside is like cutting the branches of the tree and thinking that they will not come out anymore. When you cut the branches of a tree, you are pruning it. So most likely, it will grow new branches and even more beautiful and will continue to bear so much fruit. The Bible says that a bad tree will never bear good fruit. For a bad tree to become a good tree, you would have to uproot it, take a good seed and sow it again. The same happens in the heart of man. Now, do not be quick to judge others and say that this person needs to change, because maybe you need to look inside yourself first to realize that others do need to change, but you need to start. So cutting the branches of the tree does not destroy it. On the contrary, it is renewed with new branches. The only way is from the root. Attacking or judging people for their action is the same. We must understand that the actions are the results. The problem is inside, in the heart of man, and that is where we must intervene. Now, we must understand that everything that the world offers can help in some situations, but they will never be able to solve the problem of the heart. It is there where only God transforms and gives a new life. My beloved friend, we are the nature that we carry. That's right, we are the nature that we carry. For example, Jesus said, of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He also expressed at a certain moment that the man from the good treasure of his heart takes good things, but the man from the bad treasure of his heart takes bad things. To be transformed always starts from the inside out. The external will never cease if the internal remains as a living wound. I will illustrate it in this way. Once upon a time, there was a scientist. He was developing a project. His little son was trying to play with him. This man did not have enough time to play with his son, so he found a magazine on his table where there was a planet Earth. He decided to tear this sheet of the magazine and cut it into pieces so that it looked like a puzzle. He gave it to his son and said, here you go, son. Play for a while. I need you to put the puzzle together. Play for a while. I need you to put the puzzle. The man left his son. He began to put the puzzle together. After 30 minutes, the boy arrived and told him, "Dad, the puzzle is ready." He checked it and realized that the world was well put together. He was amazed and told his son, "How did you put the world together so fast?" "Before you gave me that sheet of paper, I had already seen the magazine, and on the back of where the world is, there was a man. I didn't focus on putting the world together. I focused on putting the man together. And once I put the man together, the world was automatically put together." I like this story very much because it is the reality. We always try to solve the problems of humanity, be it political, religious, cultural. We try to put the world together, but we never focus on them. If our doing is wrong, it is because our being is also wrong. Changing man from the outside is the same as treating a leak in a house. You can get a new mop, you can get a new bucket, and you can change it every day that it rains, but the leak will continue because the problem is not the mop, nor the bucket. The problem is in the roof, and that is where we have to attack the problem from. Human methods to try to heal the heart are not enough. They are only emotional containment, but the root can never be uprooted. That is something that only God can do. You can take therapy and other things, however, they only lead to endless and harmful cycles that begin with guilt, remorse, and partial forgiveness, and then you suffer a relapse even bigger. Instead, what God does is that He forgives us and makes us new creatures, as 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says. God works from the root. We criticize adultery or lying or stealing or killing someone, but that is simple, the result. The problem is in the heart, and only God can transform the heart. Man can never heal himself. He needs God, so it is necessary to forgive. Understand that we are not in the position of judges, because in the end, no one is exempt to fall. You can't tell me that you know it all. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful not to fall." In another version, it says, "He who thinks he is standing firm, be careful not to fall." So we should never forget where God took us from, so we don't place ourselves in the role of judges, and understand that we all deserve a new opportunity. The love of God is open to all, but it depends on us to know or make the decision to start over with Christ in our heart. The heart of man needs to be processed by God and requires time to be molded. So in this process, it may happen that we fail once, twice, three times, of course, but that doesn't mean that God is not working in us. Besides, the Bible says that if we sin or fail, we have a lawyer to the Father, which is Jesus Christ. I encourage you to allow God to enter your life today, that we stop condemning ourselves and blaming ourselves for what we have not been able to achieve, that we leave that position of judges and know that in what we condemn others, we place the eyes of justice on our own, on our life, on our acts. None of us is exempt to fall. We need God. The only way that man can be transformed is not from the outside. You can invest all the money in the world in therapies, in listening, in replacing habits, and many other things. Only God transforms. Only God gives life. Only God changes. Only God makes transformation happen in us. I want to close with this. God does not rehabilitate anyone. God's intention with you is not to rehabilitate you. God does not want to make you a better person. God wants to completely change, to completely transform your life, and that does not imply making you a better person. That implies doing away with your old nature and making you new. That can happen, of course it can. The Bible calls it being born again. But I come back to the same point. You made a decision, and if your question is, what can I do? Because I am tired of myself. I am tired of being so wrong. Just close your eyes, wherever you are, and repeat with me this prayer. Lord Jesus, today I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need you. Forgive my sins. Today I recognize you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Change the this nature that I carry. I want that new life that comes from you. Be my Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. Amen. You see, it is a simple prayer. The important thing is the intention, the disposition in your heart, and let God rule in your life. That is the first step. Now, it is important that you go ahead. Never judge the appearance, nor the situation, or the work as such. Remember that everything starts from the inside out. Everything starts from the heart. Let God rule your life. This is essential. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I invite you to receive a devotional every day. Therefore, enter our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the little bell. And I want to invite you, if you have social networks like Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, I invite you to follow me there. You find me as @PastorEliasHC. A big hug. Blessings.